Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. Hey, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You don't want to call in? I understand. Guess what? You can still coordinate with me. Remember, coordinate. You can coordinate with me. Go to smoothdrama.com. Smoothdrama.com. Jump in the chat room. Holler at your man. Let me know what's going on in your mind. We've had some very, very interesting discussions in the chat room. I would love for those to continue. So smoothdrama.com, it's anonymous, so you get to be who you want to be and all you want to be all at the same time. Social media. Ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Redhead Kingpin, a.k.a. The Short Kingpin, a.k.a. I Have Shiny Shoulders. I kid, Mr. J. Anyway, ask to get in the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. We'll let you in. We can talk about it. All kinds of stuff, right? And pretty much anywhere you're on social media, follow us, add us, we can talk about it. Except for all you people who are still trying to befriend me, and you are nothing but bots. Talking about, hey, look at my site. No, I don't want to. I refuse to. Stop it. Anyway, it's the more scrumptious apocalypse. We're in 2022. It continues to get just more delicious. It just, the rollover effect is amazing. I always think it can't be no more. We can't top the innumerable extraordinary things that have happened during this apocalypse. Just think, nah, there's just no way. You can't top it. But we keep doing it. We keep doing it. And I mean, as a talk show host, we have a plethora of things to talk about, right? So it helps me. One, there's a landmark poverty experiment, so-called study. It says extra money changes babies' brains. Now, listen to this foolishness. It said, putting cash in the hands of mothers can help shape the brains of their babies, according to a rigorous randomized study in the United States. So they talk about family income being linked to child development. You know, that they always do that. But supposedly, this is the first time researchers have found direct experimental evidence of how poverty drives such changes. And this study was called Baby's First Year. You know, and talking about how poverty reduction can impact the cognitive and emotional growth of very young children. Yet, duh. Because if the parents are stressed, that stress rolls downhill to the kids. I mean, am I missing something? Am I missing something? Yes. Poverty is stressful. Not knowing if you're going to eat, being hungry, that's very stressful. I mean, do we need a study to know that, yeah, being hungry is stressful? I'm semi-hungry and I'm stressful. Just saying, if I haven't eaten in a while, I'm looking around like, who am I going to hit in the throat? I mean, and I'm not hungry by any form or fashion, right? But what we talking about, these stupid studies, and these dudes get paid money. They get paid money. And so 1,000 low-income mothers were recruited for the study, and the parents, they came from New York, New Orleans, Omaha, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they were allocated either $333 a month in unconditional cash payments or $20 a month in unconditional cash payments for the first 4 years of their baby's life. No strings attached. So, wouldn't that affect everyone positively? I mean, somebody calls you up and say, hey, we're going to give you $333 a month in cash payments or $20 a month for the first 4 years of your kid's life, no strings attached. So you just going to give me $20 just because every month. And I'm be mad. I'm definitely not gonna be stressed. And if you give me $333, that's groceries. Ain't that groceries? Buy groceries at $330. So basically, you're buying my food for the month for me. Yeah, I'm not gonna be as stressed. Yeah, my kid's gonna be happy, because they getting a lot more of that Gerber's applesauce than some parent's horrible cooking. Like, here, you got to eat this. And they like, you can't cook though, mama. You can't cook. I'm kidding. Babies don't do that. Allegedly. But I just wonder sometimes how we got to study giving people money and them being happier and the kids being happier. Y'all can't see that. Y'all can't see it. Nobody can see that. It took putting money. If you put money in anybody's hand for free, they gonna be happy. Well, some people won't be happy, right? There's people who, no matter what, they just not going to be happy. But I'm going to guess if you put free money in their hands, they're going to be less sad or angry, blue balls, I don't know. And I just think it's funny. I mean, because once again, people who are having a hard time and you're making it less hard, yeah, that's going to either be taken out on the kids, or there's no stress for the kid, because guess what? Mama ain't screaming and crying. Mama ain't stressed out. I ain't stressed out. We eating good. What's the problem? What's the problem? Yeah, I'll tell you what's the problem. You know, problem problem is these punk ass. There are a lot of punk ass people out here. When I say punk ass people, we're talking about folks that just make no sense. I say they make no sense. It's, for example, there were these two announcers. They had the nerve in Maine to be talking. They're talking about two little girls in a middle school game. I'm gonna name these suckers: Jim Carter and Steve Shaw. They're live streaming a girls' junior varsity basketball game. And they're out there talking about the girl, like, oh, two girls out here, extremely overweight. Awful. How come you don't get uniforms that fit the girls? And they're laughing. They're laughing at little kids. It's like, and I can say this. I coach basketball. Yeah, had some games this weekend, and there are some parents who just out of pocket. They can't just enjoy the game. Root for your team, you know. Root for your team. You're supposed to do that, but not to the point where you're screaming at kids. Screaming at kids, grown folks screaming at kids. These are kids. If you want to scream at grown folks can take it, right? Because they're grown. And even though some of these grown folks can't take it, because we've talked about it, it is, there's a bit of softness that just popped in there. It's like a lot of people are like, their blood in their veins, it's actually cotton candy. And it's not, people are soft and tender and delicate. And I'm not talking about people aren't supposed to be expressing their feelings, but hey, if you're playing sports and that team is rooting against you, you kind of expect that. You expect them to root against you. So as a coach, I expect people to root for their team, and you get your players ready for that. They know they're being rooted against. It's not that big a deal. It is, but it isn't. But you know, the over the line stuff, and the sensitivity in adults is, it's like, it's kind of overwhelming. Because we have grown men and women hollering out, kill them kids, all kinds of silly stuff, right? I've heard all kinds of silly stuff. And we talk about retarded growth. This is definitely the tip of the iceberg on the retarded growth of grown folks. I mean, we got commentators on the live stream talking about two little girls. How you feel about them as players and their looks, keep that to yourself. You want to make the jokes, don't at the expense of these two girls. But, you know, I expect that kind of, because I always think people who attack people, bullies, whatnot, I think they're compensating. You know, like the people who have the big giant monster trucks, whatnot, they're compensating. They're compensating. That's what I see. A lot of compensation. because they don't have the goods, right? They kind of come up short. They may be the people who have that, I mean, that they got that stamina. They got that 1 minute, 2 minute stamina. That's all they got. And maybe, you know, they don't poke out all that far, right? And so they got to be mean to other people, because when they look down, they're disappointed. That's my theory. That's my theory. With that, I'm going break. This is Cypress Hill, the funky feel one. Hill, the funky feel one. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, crisis everywhere. It's just like that old the message, broken glass everywhere. It's like crisis everywhere, right? The apocalypse. So especially in the school systems, right? I mean, right now, it's, man, it's crazy. So for example, daycare centers are struggling to find teachers all across the United States. Facilities, the child wait lists, they're growing. And they're talking about staffing shortages amidst the COVID pandemic at daycare centers are creating up to year-long wait lists for parents and children, as teachers are hard to find. One, as most people know, teaching is a thankless profession. I mean, there's people who appreciate teachers and educational professionals. But yeah, before the apocalypse, most folks thought it was like one of them phone-in jobs. It's not that bad. So now COVID's hit, right? And amidst people's fears, unfounded or founded, right? And the fact that they don't make a lot of money for the risk, and the fact that you have to deal with a bunch of personalities and their parents, folks is just like, nah, I'm cool on that. I'm cool on that. And then they tried to make it tough, right? With the racial stuff, right? There's a lot of stuff going on right now. So for example, in Georgia, there's a bill that would give 7 days to remove material parents think are harmful to kids, or they say harmful to minors. So Senate Bill 225 would add a code to the Quality Basic Education Act that would implement a complaint resolution policy for local education boards to adopt if materials are deemed harmful to minors, which they say harmful to minors means that quality of description or representation in whatever form of nudity, sexual conduct, sexual excitement, a sadomasochist abuse is offensive to adult standards, lacks certain values, and appeals to the prurient, shameful, or morbid interests of minors. So basically, anything that upsets white people, we gotta get rid of. Now, I mean, there are an inordinate amount of books that I could say, hey, we can just get rid of that shit, right? So they have kids reading To Kill a Mockingbird. If you don't know what To Kill a Mockingbird is, it is a book about a black man who is railroaded. And he is represented by a guy who, against all odds, is fighting hard for him, only to find out that this dude is like a Klansman white supremacist. So it's kind of problematic. Now, to young black kids, this is harmful to them. And we could say young people, middle school, high school, who are minors, If they're dark skinned, if they're black, this is a harmful book. Now, to some people, they think, oh, but you see, he's fighting hard, you know, because there's that white savior thing. But it's about a black man who was innocent who gets railroaded. And in the end, he gets railroaded, is found guilty, and find out that the person that was representing him was a white supremacist. Where's the benefit of that being taught in the public schools? It doesn't help not one black child. I didn't see the look in the eyes of any black children reading that book that said, man, I'm enjoying reading this. I'm enjoying reading this. Now, harmful to minors, once again, is subjective, because we're talking about what minors? I know the minors that I know would be harmed by a lot of the books in the school system. Because one, they never see themselves. And two, when they see themselves, they're being railroaded, killed, mistreated, all of that. The positive stories for us. And so we have that. We have that. And we've got the people who are against the, what they call the critical race theory. Nobody knows what that is. It's not taught anywhere. And nobody knows what that is. I mean, I'm like, what is this thing everybody's railing against? I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I don't know anybody that's ever seen it. So it's almost like the boogeyman, right? It's like, oh, you got to be afraid of the boogeyman. But we've never seen the boogeyman, so I'm afraid of something that I've never seen. Okay, I should be, but I'm not, but I should be. Just in case, boogeyman is real. It's critical race theory. And a lot of folks is, and now they talking about passing bills to remove materials that parents think are harmful. So now what happens when black folks is like, hey, this stuff is harmful to our minors? You already know what's going to happen. A lot of folks is going, well, what you mean? We've been teaching this for generations. My granddaddy read this book. My kids read this book. My great-great-granddaddy read this book. My great-great-great-granddaddy would have read this book, but he couldn't read. He was too busy out there lynching people to even worry about lynching. I mean, reading. My bad. I get in character. So, anyway, we got that. It's slanted. We all know it's slanted. It's just funny how it's slanted. And they're doing things to run teaching off. See, because I have always said, America doesn't care about the kids. There's nothing to help. Why do we want to help kids? Why do we want to help kids? There's nothing good about that. You know, because educated folks, you can't take advantage of. I mean, Arizona, their Board of Education just voted to loosen the state's rules so substitute teachers can more easily fill vacant positions. Because, of course, there's a nationwide shortage. So They decided that substitutes can teach at the same school for as long as necessary to get a full-time teacher hired, removing the previous 120-day limit to how long they can teach in one school. And so, yeah, the struggle to find teachers is crazy. So basically, If you want to teach, is this the time right now? If you want to impact lives, even though subs, people treat subs like they're below doo-doo dog stuff, right? But we got a sub. We gonna give it to this sub, right? That's the normal rule. So subs gotta come in to foolishness. But because, I mean, right now, pretty much anybody can sub. You can get it in right now if you wanted to. Because there's a shortage. We don't know what's going to happen. Because, you know, like Arizona has the cap. I'm guessing everybody else is going to raise or get rid of that cap also. I mean, see, this is highlighting, you know, because we always hear, oh, America the beautiful. America's the greatest country on earth. Greatest country on earth. But this shortage of teachers and people who want to care for the future, it's quite apparent. Why don't people value education where they think it's a noble profession that they want to get in? Now, I mean, part of it is the money. We know that teachers don't make as much money as they should because, well, if they made a lot of money, a lot of people would want to be teachers who don't give a shit about kids. They just be there for the paycheck. So it's a catch 22, right? Because I guess they're looking at it like, hey, if we give them a lot of money, then we're going to get a lot of people who have no business teaching. And you've got situations where we talk about different neighborhoods, different school districts, they're underfunded because the community lacks funds and lacks the wherewithal to take care of its greatest assets, the future, which are, of course, the students. So what do we do? I mean, we know that there are people who can't. They just can't because, like that study was talking about, well, if they've got money, they're not stressed and the kids are not stressed. So we think about and this is why we're in the middle of that upside down bizarro world, because we have situations where at the poor schools you'll have kids struggling to eat, whatnot, but all the shootings are at the more affluent schools. It's a weird dynamic in the United States. And I mean, it's racial. It's racial. Because the secret is, most folks know, if you want if you want to be safe at a school, just go to a school that doesn't have as many white teenagers, unfortunately. Because you just don't know. Because we have the illusion of danger in their minds that has passed down from their parents, right? Where they're in danger. It's so hard to be them. Everybody's out to get you. Even though no one really is out to get you. Nobody's coming for you. No one's gunning for you. It's not happening. But it's put out there like it is happening. It's the greatest phenomenon that I have never understood. Greatest phenomenon that I've never understood. Everyone is talking about how bad it is to be white right now. And the rest of us are looking around like, well, I mean, if it's horrible for y'all, are we missing something? Because I know I haven't gotten any extra checks. So no one approached me about that study. No one approached me about that study. No one approached anybody I know about these kind of studies. Like, now you don't get that call. Hey, check it out. Somebody knocked on my, I got this email and they said they wanted to give me $333 a month with no payback. It's just mine. I mean, most folks are going to say, that's a scam. That's the biggest scam going, girl. You better just run. You hear them saying that, right? But we know it's true. We know it's true. And even though it sounds ridiculous, they put the correlation, money and lack of stress. But we got this phenomenon where we got people who have money, who are comfortable, but they have this stress. And I think a lot of it, just speculating, is they're trying to hold on to the money and trying to hold off other people who are trying to get money too, same as you, because you got to have more. And yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And there's no end in sight. There's no end in sight, even though the money's good. I know in the chat room, my favorite terrorist was talking about $275. And I know in the Oakland School District, it's $279. So $279 a day is a pretty good haul for doing maybe three classes. You get, I don't know, about 5 hours of work in, 6 hours, something like that, $279 a day. Which, what, six into $279, there's the six goes into 27, what, four times, and then you carry that three over with the nine. So that's about 40 some bucks an hour. That's a good haul for most folks. Most folks would believe that. But then you have, because there's a shortage, there's a huge amount of people who think, it's not good money. Subbing. Yeah. Subbing. Making good money subbing. Can't do it. They out to get me. And I mean, we got a lot of conspiracy folks. And I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? Trusting the government, it's not something that you want to do. It's not something that you want to do. It's just not. If you trust in them, man, woo, struggle is real. The struggle is mad real. And so not trusting the government has made folks not want to get COVID vaccination. And then we got the folks who just aren't used to being told what to do, even though it's for their best. It has the good intention. It's in their best interest. Hell no, you're not going to tell me what to do. And here we are. Here we are. And we're talking about the education system. There's the people who know that online teaching is a disaster socially for the kids. They know it. But, you know, if you're a teacher and you get to work 3 hours a day from the house as opposed to going in and having to deal with the kids, they're choosing that. They're choosing that. And it's crazy. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. And we'll see how it turns out. In the meantime, in between time, I'm going on a break. This is the game. Put you on the game.
Electroconvulsive therapy, part one.
Produced by Simbo, game over. Nah, the NWA chain choking, burning rubber inside the Range Rover. Chain smoking, purple haze. This ain't another one of those. This the rebirth for Trey, the rebirth for LA, the rebirth for hip hop. Another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop. Hold up, this time. I said it's another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop. Young homie got shit locked. Public enemy number one, take a place with a wristwatch. All black, two units, all black and bomber. I'm a kid, so we were in the 6-0. 50 Cent, no, I'm coming. It's most wanted when I'm riding on tempo. Thank you.
together you've got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the game. Let me put you on the game. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Man. So, speaking... this is the funny part. Speaking of school... So, I was reading, right, and they were talking about school and how there were new start times for school this fall and how it's going to be a disaster. And so, there's this guy, Jeremy Adams. He's a teacher at Bakersfield High School, and he's the author of a book, The War is... It's hilarious, right? Gavin Newsom signed the bill, Senate Bill 328, which will require high schools next fall to push start times back to 8:30. Jeremy Adams went crazy, like, what? This is awful. You know. Y'all need to reverse this. Delay implementation of this law. Our system is overwhelmed. It's too much. You know, if I didn't work on a school campus, I wouldn't understand the dire circumstances of the educational community. This is disaster in the making. People are burned out and tired of yelling at everyone. Right? So, you know, I thought, I thought, whew, this is crazy, right? So, because they're saying students were ending the school day close to 4:30 in the afternoon. And they're saying, not only is it almost dark in the winter month, but consider the plight of students who want to play sports or act in the school play. Any practice that begins at 5 is anathema to students trying to get homework done, eat a meal with their family, or actually enjoy a little bit of free time. All right, so right now, school is 8:25 to 3:05. So they're talking about adding an hour and a half. Now, anyone who's an educational professional, yeah, that hour, that extra hour and a half, yeah, it's not cool. We understand what it is. It's, you know, it's the babysitting rule. Hey, they can cut out after school programs because we're going to have the kids till 4:30, right? You know, because at first when I read it, I was like, well, school starts at 8:25, homie, so 8:30. But now high schoolers are going to have to be in school till 4:30. I guess don't teach in high school. I don't know. I'm playing. But it does say something that, you know, they're talking about what's horrible for the kids. Now, I would say, why do we have homework? I mean, if you're going to have all that time to do work, because you don't have extra time, it's a whole hour and a half, and you probably can just do all the work at school. As a coach, our practice aren't done till like 5:30 anyway. We do study hall for an hour. Then we go practice. So, I don't know. Now, personally, you're an educational professional, yeah, you wouldn't want that extra hour, hour and a half. I get it. And if you're not teaching nothing anyway, it is an hour and a half more of BS, right? We know the American educational system is BS. So this is the disaster you're talking about. We got to fake it for an extra hour and a half. How we going to do that, Bumps? How we going to do that? And on that note, it's going to be Groundhog Day here.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
I'm talking education. And I got to talk about some racism, right? So, they just had the Hall of Fame vote. And Barry Bonds didn't make it. Barry Bonds didn't make the Hall of Fame. I didn't like baseball that much. Didn't care for Barry Bonds, whatever. But he was kind of ridiculous. Now, they'll say, hey, we suspected he was on something. But to my knowledge, he was never charged. Well, he was never found guilty of anything. They'll say, well, look at how big his head got. I mean, I started looking like, okay, I'm not on drugs, but man, my head has gotten bigger. And I was like, am I doing steroids? I'm not no stronger. You know, last time I checked, my balls, they wasn't shrunk up. So it just, maybe your head, your body gets bigger as you get older. I thought that. And then, of course, he had his friend, his ride or die homie, that they tried to get him to roll over on Barry Bonds, and he never did. So Bonds was not officially caught with steroids. He's not in the Hall of Fame, even though it's acknowledged that he's definitely one of the greatest ball players to ever play. So now we would say, is it about the steroids? Or is there the other stuff at play? Because last time I checked, if you aren't found guilty of anything, you're not guilty of anything. I mean, last time I checked, or is it a situation where we can just say, hey, they just look guilty, we just gonna rock with that. We're going to rock with that. The Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame. This was supposedly his last chance to get in. Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds. Got all kinds of records. Couldn't even pitch to the man. You pitched to him, it was going out. Barry Bonds. All right. Maybe it's not racial. Maybe it's, you know what? We know he was on the steroids, so we going to punish him. I mean, you got a lot of people who have killed people, and they've made the Hall of Fame. I ain't going to say no names, Ty Cobb. But we've got a lot of ornery characters who weren't necessarily great people. You know, people used spitballs, they used to sandpaper the ball. Because cheating, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I thought that was the American way. I thought it was. But apparently I'm wrong. You know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. there. They're definitely breaking, they're just breaking my heart. Just breaking my heart. So, Wisconsin lawmakers are pushing the bill to make attending a riot punishable with jail time. You get at least a month worth of jail. And they voted on it today. I guess we'll find out. They want to define the riots and increase the penalties on protesters who attend them. Now, then we get back to that subjective thing that we talk about with that Georgia law, right? What and who decides what is offensive to minors? Now we're going to decide, hey, which riots are offensive and punishable by jail time? We're talking about riots and rioters. Riots and rioters. Because I'm going to take a guess that when they talk about that, they ain't talking about homie that came and shot and killed people. They talking about the people who were there that got shot. And if you attend the riot, as they call it, which is protests turn into riots, if you attend the protests and let's say an agent provocateur goes out and does something, if you're out there, because they already have where they can ping your phone, all that. Remember, I talked about that a while back. Wherever your cell phone is, they know. Even if it's not turned on, they still know where your cell phone is. Yeah, you get in trouble for that. They're going to be putting people in jail for actually being close to what they consider a riot. I mean, it's a genius move. It don't lock a lot of people up who try to make sense. You out here in these streets trying to make sense. You out here in these streets trying to bring about social justice. You out here in this street trying to do the right thing. We going to lock your punk ass up. We going to lock your punk ass up. And we're not going to throw away the key. We're going to let every murderer, rapist, whoever, jump up in your cell and have a good time with you. Yeah. So, yeah, purple pill, I'm with you. Steroids do not help hand and eye coordination. Correct. Because it doesn't matter how buff you are. You can't hit it. You can't hit it. So, racially motivated. That's where we're at. That's how we're at. That's where we're going to stay. I mean, because it sells papers. And at the end of the day, controversy and division is the American way. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue the conversation, you can jump into the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. Come holla at you, man. I would love to hear from you. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.